And when they call in back to external charge, they get so upset, start weeping, and then the devotee would feel so bad to see Lord Chaitanya weeping. So why would they always bring him back to external consciousness? Why wouldn't they let him just stay in external consciousness? Then he was happy. They made him cry by bringing him back. So why they would always do that? They'd see him cry, then they would start to cry.
Srimati Radhika has asked this question to Gopis, so Lalita and Vishakha. I think you are not my friend. When I became out of sense, at that time I met Krishna. And at that time, you give me water, give me hands, and try to make me out of consciousness. But I think that at that time I was so much happy meeting Krishna. But now you are giving me this way. I am so much unhappy. Why do you do it? When I am in Vrindavan and Krishna is in Mathura and here I am meeting with Sar Krishna, then you tell me that don't so, have you know this realization that I am how unhappy and you don't think unhappy? Krishna is Mathura and it's true. You tell me to be, to have consolation. Why you tell me? What is the answer?
This is called pain, not love. This is pain.
Pain.
Pain. Translation is not love. The thing, the second of the room, when eating and eating, Raramanand and Satsangha come. Think a flow of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atitya Kapu Gandhi Kapu Satyayam. Then Mahaprabhu becomes more Ira Hadrasa. Ira?
Separation.
Separation. And this. Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya, they think in that height they come and they make unhappy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are not out of this place, full separation but not like. So they should not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave a second without them. And when they come, they come to be fans of very poor. They want, they are seeing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when standing in TV, coming to house, they like this. That this is a position of her all of most atoms together. Like the death, Ravan. So, when at a time, eight kinds of moksha,
meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot tell right. He demands that he should come in outer position. So that he may forget all this. That he should be happy. So they are trying to consolate, give consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in outer sense, he again no reply of this.
It's not easy to understand.
So I'm telling you that don't do bhajan. Be far away from Krishna. They'll tell you in too much distress and unhappy position. If you want to be happy in this world, go America and other places and
we try that.
Please don't chant, don't read Bhagavad, don't read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
We already did that. We didn't like it.
We are fully the trap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his father. So nothing to do. Understand what I'm saying?
I think it's a very deep subject.
Very deep subject. Very deep. About the Bhagavad Gita. It's really deep. It can make a dozen.
Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Yuvala Sarma.
Krishna's lila in Vrindavan, Vrindadevi plays a very important part. So in Chaitanya lila, who is Vrindadevi and does she play any role in Krishna? I think that it is Mukunda from Srikanth. Yes. But I don't know anything about that group.
Not more than
two only. So, first of all, yesterday you went to Gopinath and took darshan of Gopinath. And you took the people from Delhi. You took the couple from Delhi. So, in front of the Panda, the Babaji was there. You explained how this was Lalita and Radharani.
Who?
You.
You heard?
I heard.
Oh, very good.
But, meaning is not clear, but then you said something about Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, Lalita Vishaka, or Radharani? I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that point?
Because you want to call my, all these things, and to...
I want to understand how it can be Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time. I want to know how accurately you explained that.
You are very great Yeah?
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I'm a little thief.
You want to?
How did you get the explanation of that point?
So that is remembering. So we'll not come to you.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain? They'll still come to you. Because we will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and I will become confused. And I will come to you to get proper explanation.
You will be very good. That will mean you have to come.
They will all come to you. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, himself was covered with Radha, covered by the body of him, in power of that, and this basis of complex of then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir to think himself to be as he is in Krishna. And when he comes to Chotagosila, he thinks himself that I am in Krishna. Because there is Kanyan, right?
As Radharani thinks for Krishna thinks.
Next thing. Krishna thinks by the mood of Radhika. Because the whole mood is of Radhika. So this mood as of Radhika is what Mahaprabhu thinks. That I am in Vrindavan. Here is basic heart. Here is that monkey, and here is the woman, here is the woman, and here is the garden in that. And he becomes king. When he looks at, oh, I am in Vrinda. At once Radha Bhav somewhat subsides. And Krishna Bhav, what a
come.
Then he thinks himself that I am Krishna, so he becomes Krishna. No? And Sarup Damodar and Gadadhar are there, and Rayana, not Rayana, Bhattahat Rayana. So Gadadhar becomes in the Radhika, in the left, and Sarup Damodar becomes Lalita. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Radha and Sarup Damodar both become like Krishna.
So the deities are manifestation of those personalities themselves.
And they become, the thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna power. And mood also comes like Krishna. Then Lalita, South Damodar, Lalita, took the cloak of Krishna and began to this is the thing.
This is the inner.
But here also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bigger stage
and
Gopinath in the form of sitting came out.
In the form of sitting?
Sitting.
Not standing.
That's what Babaji was saying.
Oh.
That there are so many things. coming to the chicken in cooking. And Lalita and Vishaka also came out from time.
At the same time.
In the same.
Mm-hmm.
And figure.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that our inner Chaitanya Chaitanya, our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya is no commentary about it.
But it's sometimes.
Only it has been told there that only Gopinath was.
Yes.
No of Radhika. I think that later on, only Bhakti has done. But the move is the same.
So in all the different ideas, the mood is widely. It may have happened a little bit like this, like this.
So we think like this. It may be. Others are thinking in other ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always still like this.
But we think that he sat down for the prisoners that are the prisoners, isn't it?
When Siddhartha Pandit was worshipping Tota Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishaka there and the other deities there?
Any country don't find
no authoritative reference.
But yes, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are from original, they are then we could to see you could see that Lalita in the Lalita is beautiful.
But sometimes you say that Lalita and Vishaka are the same thing.
Lalita and Vishaka
can be both. There is no fault in thinking either way. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you this in Mathura, I will see you this.
I checked it in my list, I have some of the questions that Guru wanted to look at it. And he said this Srikanda Mukunda.
I think, but I have not known.
I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahaprabhu.
I do not know in council. If I used to not see that Vrinda Devi is always in Vrinda Devi, in Lava. And you should say.
But if Mahaprabhu.
If you. We don't know that. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vrinda. Who was Vrinda Devi?
I was just wondering if. She played any role in his death, so she had no relationship.
She could do bhajan. Anything?
Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells her Shikshastaka dream.
Little dream.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers? At what
when
point
did he prayer?
When did he compose the Shikshastaka?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Gambhira, in last day. And he used to explain the Shikshastaka Samadhan in India. It has been written here. Vaimata Mahaprabhu built a Neel Achari. 20 years. ननभा उठे प्रभुर हस्त तो करा रो सन्मित वेद आरती उत्कंठा समझो कई कई भावे ने जो श्लोक पढ़िया श्लोकर अर्थास्वाद है जी दुई गंभीर कोनो दिन कोनो भावे श्लोक पता कई श्लोक आशा दिखे राशि जाए He used to compose so many श्लोक also some of them by Ramananda and they used to explain each other भक्त प्रभु कहने सुनल राम राय नाम संकीर्तन कलो परम चैतन्य महाप्रभु कली से स्वरूप राम राय दो तो दामोदर जागमन कत इन कलयुग नाम संकीर्तन के बेस्ट साधन बेस्ट साधन संकीर्तन यज्ञ करो कृष्ण आराधन कई तक सुने जा पाए कृष्ण दिल के कीर्तन दे विल हैव श्योरली कृष्ण बिकॉज इन श्रीमद भागवतम इट इज हैव शोल दैट जब कई संकीर्तन प्रायर हो गए तो ही से नहीं होता दो की बार पर्सनली तो इंटेलेक्चुअल Yajna, and that Yajna Nam Sankirtan Yajna. And that should be done Sang, Anga, Sanga, Upanga, Astra, Tata. Sang means Nityananda Prabhu, Sanga, Upanga means Advaitacharya, Astra means Nam Sankirtan, Tata means all kinds of path. Sat Namodaraya Ramananda Gadadhar Pandit, and all of us. And after that, now it is in the guidance of them. We should do this. So, in Sarkalyu, it has been decided that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. Nam Sankirtan hai Sarvarna Thanasa Shibhodaya Krishna Premier. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed a slow tempo. And Rupa Goswami wrote it, and all the slokas was given in Satyava. So, in last days, in Puri, in Gambhira, these slokas were chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of
For so many days, you've been speaking so much to so many people.
Dvaita Acharya wrote one message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is acting like a madman. Please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love. Has spoken these words.
But
this message was given to you.
But to understand.
I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to ask you.
You should read that.
Because after that everybody became unhappy. Swarup Damodar became unhappy.
Right.
I think
what you are understanding by this.
These words,
they have explained anything?
There's no explanation given along with these verses.
But they have any?
Only the verses.
In this translation is there?
Just what I told you.
What?
The please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love.
What is this?
Bola in Bengali?
No.
Here, rice is.
Translation.
Yes.
And what is it?
Translation. This is the word for word translation.
And
this is the full translation of the verse.
Sorry?
Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer now mad with ecstatic love.
What is it?
Means in. Owl is a type of sex, isn't it? A group of people who have upper sampradaya.
That is used to take everything and buy in the market of Calcutta and he had some
problems.
Sell in the marketplace and you will have some problems. The meaning of the book, I don't know, we're asking you.
No, what?
Those now mad in ecstatic love.
Ecstatic love
means? It just says the word all. And that is the translation. Persons who have become mad in ecstatic love. Are no longer interested in the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love,
Ecstatic manika.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic love manika.
Usually means a friend.
Ecstatic. He is telling that in market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy it.
Dear who are not willing to buy, and what is right. What is
material things, representing material pleasures?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought right to sell. But now, everyone has that thing, and they have collected so much that they don't want to take more. Then what is the meaning? Right?
Please inform him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Guru Vrindavan, that rice. But now it is not in the Vandiyan market. What is the meaning?
It's not in fact.
In a bond and it has been
so much of it. They had so much already.
Yeah, it has been given so much. Those who were requiring, their requirement is true. So they don't want because they had that right. If a man has collected so much right, why he will collect more? So they are wanting is something. So in market, no want of right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna prema from Goloka Vrindavan. What prema? What praja prema? What is the meaning of praja prema?
Following in the mood of the residents of Braja.
And in speech, in what? So it is best.
Yogi prema.
And that prema, and all other prema have been given to all youth. But only that thing was not. But
Gopi prema.
So your Gopi prema is right. Understand? Samajh rahi hai. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bought and he has given to wholesale dealers. Who are wholesale dealers?
The devotees?
Ranamananda, Sultanamata, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Chah, Paramananda Puri, Sultan. No. These are wholesale dealers. And they are in Delhi. Delhi means main center. And the dealer, wholesale dealer in Bombay, in Calcutta, in other places, also wholesale dealers. They are in Vrindavan, the wholesale dealer is Kaudukan. In Navadvip, Advaita Acharya, Sivat Pandit, Radhar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. In Puri, Saldamoda, Raramananda, all are clear. And they are selling to others. And they are seed partners. Who are Mukunda, Murari, and all other. Krishnadasa, Vilas Goswami, Vrindavan, Dasa. They are already
selling from them, and they are also selling.
Very. And from them, in other. Of so many countries, so many big merchants and some less, and others. Samananda Prabhu, Rairam,
Narakam
Thakur, and there are so several, they are merchants. Then very little classes of shopkeepers. Big shopkeepers, and then
small ones,
and from then all a small, and from a small all classes of person coming from various parts and different. Now there's the full thing, whole market.
Everything is right everywhere.
Price is coming, but not same. What is this? All the positive. And rest will be?
You know?
No.
So good. So, merchant should sell in the low price. समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं समझ रहे हैं?
अरे तो बहुत बात कहता ना, हाँ? अरे तो बहुत बात.
So you shouldn't sell at such a low price.
So now all requirements have been fulfilled. So take that right and send it to low scale.
The original price from which it came.
From where it has come? Mahaprabhu. Where from?
Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should return with his whole life.
So everyone understood this when they heard this, or only a few people understood what it meant? Or Samadha understood what it meant?
And now on, how they did you want to connect it? They don't know what is right. Here it is written. What is it?
Yes, it says, he was mad with ecstatic love and not interested in the material world.
What is it mean?
It doesn't, it's not clear, it's hidden. It's lost. It's clear.
One cannot understand. It means that a right is that defect. What do you think? And now, anyone is not wanting that. But the real meaning is not.
In a meaning, yes. Then after that, Mahaprabhu became quite mad.
If I will tell everything, then you will not come again and
anymore. Oh, that is not true.
And you are taking it there.
We will come. We will come much more. You will have a problem.
Up, please, Samyhan.
We were wondering how the people of Puri reacted when they would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu running around in his madness in his last days. So many years he was feeling so much separation.
We were wondering how the people in Puri who were not associates of Mahaprabhu, how they understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood when he was going here and there.
Understand?
What they thought?
Nothing.
They thought he was just some disease.
Like so many persons I have come with them, don't you? So, but especially all the inhabitants of Puri, they come to regard like a thing.
So they understood something, what it was to
do with? Knew that he is saint, and some knew that he is Krishna, and some know that he is Jagannath. Because he and his associates knew that he is Krishna, he is Jagannath. Radhamanam believed him as a Rasaraj Mahabharata.
When he went to South India, when Mahaprabhu went to South India, he convinced everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So was he able to do the same here in Puri?
He has done it first.
Here? Yes, here.
From here he will see that.
So everyone here was chanting Hare Krishna.
Everyone chants now?
When they see us, sometimes they'll say Hare Krishna,
one
no.
One of the persons that civilized, knew something, and fire, so, otherwise all the who cut pieces, Nandiya, and all,
they can reach that. No.
But there must have been some special feature being here at the time of Mahaprabhu. Because you told us that you can take birth at this time, this time, this time, and then in the time of Mahaprabhu directly. So they are
but
getting
they don't care. At that time also they are always engaging.
Okay.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps into three.
In the end of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it says that Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I am just giving a little, and in future, more elaborate explanation of Mahaprabhu's pastimes will be given by Vyasadeva. What is the meaning of this?
Meaning is this, what you are understanding. What meaning you are not understanding. What word is there that you are not understanding.
How will it come that there will be more and more and more revealed?
You are not understanding. You have been
well, you're
so much far away from India and you are coming, we are coming and all others are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of foreign and all.
Yes,
it was not so much looking in India also at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, just be there in every city, every place, we can see.
So it doesn't mean that more pastimes will be told. It means that more people will hear them.
We said that yesterday.
Yes, he said that Vyasadeva will tell more pastimes.
Who?
The, in the book it says.
And if that will come and write. Then only that.
So like
Vishnu Chakravarti has, Thakur has written, how to know Thakur has written so many times. We are writing so many times. And after that,
more and more will come.
So they're all considered Vyas.
You have to come and write.
But we cannot add anything, we can only repeat. You can add.
I wanted to ask you, who lifted up Govardhan Hill?
Who lifted the?
Govardhan Hill.
Srimati Radhika. Because she is like a Shakti in Krishna body. And Krishna lifted it by his own power. Power is Srimati Radhika. He is not looking outwardly, but still in Krishna body. And she has lifted. But for ordinary person, they see that Krishna has lifted. To some extent it is right, but to very deep, deep in him, then we will see, that Radhika lifted him.
It seems that Radharani is doing all things, but Krishna is taking the credit for it.
Krishna may have some mood of praise. That everyone can praise me. This is not correct, but yes, it seems that Radhika don't want any praise. He does everything hidden behind. And he thinks that everyone knows, should know, that Krishna is doing everything, I am not doing anything. But behind, he is doing it. Why she does man? To please Krishna. What she does for Krishna? And Krishna, what does her happiness happen? We will reach there, then we can realize all that. We are in path, but now we are in lower step. But then we will be upper step, then we can realize.
The self of Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Radha, and he explained, what is Radha's self?